Discovering stories of people living out their beliefs in our culture, communities, and the public square. And finding courage, determination, and hope. Welcome to Faith Radio's On the Road. Now, here's Ryan Thomas.
At least one-third of the world's children live in extreme poverty, many undernourished, unable to go to school, and struggling with various, often serious, health issues. It's perhaps a difficult thing to identify with for so many of us in the midst of our relative prosperity, but it is the daunting reality. The great people of Compassion International are working in 26 countries around the world, doing everything they can to make sure these children receive the physical, emotional, and spiritual support they need to be released from that extreme poverty. Through Compassion sponsors around the world, hope, love, and protection finds kids who might otherwise become victims. Many of these same young people are also under threat of child prostitution, abuse, child labor, early marriage, and destructive cultural practices. Today, on a special edition of On the Road, we're meeting some remarkable young people who were sponsored themselves as kids by caring friends just like you. They'll express, as only they can, the difference that's made when you sponsor a child. First, we'll meet Cecilia. She takes us back to her home country and expresses the heartbreaking challenges that she faced growing up in Kenya.
I grew up in a village in western Kenya. To be more precise, in Kisumu, that is close to Lake Victoria. And my parents basically were poor, so they were subsistence farmers. So what that means is that they only had a small farmland where they would grow maybe some crops, and if there's anything that came out of it, then we would have something to eat. If nothing came out of it, then we didn't have anything to eat for that day or for that month or for that week. And growing up in such a place and having so many siblings, actually were initially 10 children growing up in a very small house. And most of the time, my parents couldn't afford to put anything on the table for us to eat. And to add on to that, my parents never went to school. So none of my siblings also went to school. And to add on to that, my parents took on to drinking a lot. And most of the time, as kids, when you're growing up in an environment where you need someone to take care of you and those people are not there to take care of you, then you're left wondering what to do with your life and how to come out of such a situation. My parents would go drinking. They would disappear for several days. And sometimes when they come back, it would be fighting and a lot of violence back home. And growing up in such an environment was not easy for me because it made me so, so closed up or so timid. Like I had no one to talk to. There was nobody to talk to. There was nobody to share what we were going through. And most of the time, I would see some of my friends, they were able to go to school. And I really long for a time that I would also go to school and be like other children. And I know, just wake up one day and know that there's going to be food on the table. Wake up one day and know that I'm waking up, I'm going to school. Wake up one day and know that I'm going to have clean water to drink. We had to go several miles to even get water to drink, and the water was always not so clean, and that led to many diseases even for us. I remember growing up, I had they call it kwashiorkor. I had an inflated stomach because of fast malnutrition and then just the unhealthy food that we were having to eat most of the time. And for me, I would say that that was my life growing up. There was basically no one to look up to, and it was just hard to have someone to talk to, and it was basically just hard.
Man, Cecilia, I think for someone like myself, it's tough to really even try to imagine being in the circumstances you were at such a young age. I think back to growing up, and even though most of my imaginations about the future didn't exactly pan out exactly to what I'm doing today, I mean, there were hopes and there were dreams that seemed so real, like I could reach out and just grab them. For you, living and dealing with what you did, what did you hope for? What did you dream for? And what was going on in your heart and mind having to live through those kinds of circumstances?
You know, having to live through such kind of circumstances, you don't have any hope. You don't have anything to think about in the future. I would not wake up and think, oh, maybe one day I would be a doctor, or maybe one day I would be somebody. It was just something that I didn't think of because I didn't see a way out of all that. And having no one to encourage you, there's nothing positive in your life at that point. So you don't really think that far much ahead. And I can say that I didn't have any dreams or I didn't have any hope for the future. As a child, I mean, I needed someone to guide me. I needed someone to encourage me. I needed someone to help me through all that and tell me that I could be somebody, but that person was not there. There was basically no one to direct me.
You are listening to a very special edition of On the Road today. My name is Ryan Thomas, and we're talking with Cecilia. And Cecilia represents something powerful. What can happen when we sponsor a child? Of course, you've heard of child sponsorship. You've heard of Compassion International. But the remarkable thing we're discovering today is a life that was shaped by being sponsored. And if you are touched by Cecilia's story and would like to learn more about what you can do to sponsor a child or just discover more about what it means to do that, you can head to myfaithradio.com and just look for Compassion. So in the midst of this bleak scenario, how did your life come into contact with Compassion International and how did you get into the Compassion program?
It happened that I had an uncle, that's my mother's brother, actually my mother's only brother. He lived in the city in Nairobi. So we were in the village in Western Kenya, and he lived in the city in Nairobi. And he was a teacher there. So as our family was going through all these tough situations and all that, my uncle one day just came home. So this is what my mom told me, because my uncle came home and he told her that I have seen how much this family has been going on, how much suffering has been going on here, and how my parents were not even taking care of us at some point. And he said that he felt that he needed to do something to help my mother. And he said that the only way that I'm going to help you is that I'm going to take one of your children and I'm going to go with them to the city. I'm going to live with them and I'm going to put them in school. And I hope that this child will one day come back and help this family out of the situation that is going on here. And I keep saying that names in my family or in my community are very important. So my uncle decided to choose me to go and live with him. And the reason being that I was named after his mother. So he took me from the village and he went with me to the city to live with him. So while living with him, he did put me in school. But the problem was that he also had children of his own. So it was hard for him to keep me in school. So I was in and out of school most of the time. I remember there's a time I stayed home for a whole school term because he could not pay the tuition fee for me to stay there. And around that time, that's when I heard of Compassion, because when Compassion, what they used to do is that they had church projects with the local churches. So they would partner with the local churches where they would have the Compassion projects. And then these social workers in the projects will go to the schools where they would ask the teachers to give them names of those students, children who are needy. And then after several interviews and home visits, then they would decide whether to enroll that child in the Compassion project or not. So actually my grade 3 teacher, is the one who forwarded my name. And when she forwarded my name to the social workers, they came and interviewed my aunt, and they came and looked at the situation where we're living, and that's how I got enrolled into the Compassion Program. That was, I was around nine years old at that time.
And can you just describe for us how life began to change for you from the time you enrolled in the Compassion Program?
Before sponsorship, my life was hard. I had no hope, and I didn't even think that I would ever amount to anything. I didn't even think I would even go to school, or even after going to school, I didn't even think I would stay in school. And having grown in poverty and not knowing whether you'd have even a meal for the next day, the sponsorship really changed my life, because out of all that, I was able to stay in school, and that was very important for me. You know, there are many people back home, many children who are able to go to school, but you're not able to stay in school because your parents cannot afford to keep you in school. And having wonderful sponsors for me, their names are Bob and Colleen Starks. They're from Iowa, and they decided to sponsor me. And let me just share a bit about how the Compassion, my sponsorship story was. What my sponsors told me, that they were just at an event, and when they started looking at child packets, they went around, and what they were looking for, first of all, they were looking for a boy, and then they were looking for a boy who shared a birthday with their grandson. So those were the two things that they were looking for, and interesting enough, they picked my packet. I don't know how they thought that I was a boy at that time. But they said that when they got home, they found that they had a packet of a boy called Cecilia. Then they're like, how is this going to work? But they decided that they were not going to return that packet. They were going to sponsor me. And that for me was something that really told me how much they cared for me. They told me how much they cared for me. And they were able to help me even to get out of my shell, because the sponsorship program was good for me because they wrote letters to me. And for me, I always share that this is the most important thing for me, because I needed that positivity in my life. I needed that person to encourage me, that person to tell me how much they cared about me, how much they loved me, and they believed in me. And over the years, as we continued writing letters back and forth to each other, it helped me to open up and helped me to do the best that I could be about myself.
You are tuned to a special edition of On the Road. My name is Ryan Thomas, and we're talking with Cecilia today. Cecilia is a very special person because she can speak to the importance of something that we've heard so much about. Of course, you've heard the words Compassion International. You've heard of what it means to sponsor a child. But Cecilia has lived what it means to sponsor a child as a young person growing up in Kenya in just tremendous poverty, as she's expressed to us. She was sponsored by a family from Iowa, as a matter of fact, and her entire life has been transformed, as she has been expressing to us. If you are moved, and how can you not be, by Cecilia's story today, you can head to myfaithradio.com and just look for Compassion to learn more about what you can do and the difference you can make in the life of a child. But Cecilia, you began the story by talking about hope, specifically the fact that growing up as you did not have hope for your future. Was there a point, a moment perhaps, in this story when you began to experience hope, and what was that for you?
Let me, I would say much more when I understood was when I finished high school. So I finished high school through after all the sponsorship from my sponsors, and then I got a calling letter to go to the university to do a bachelor's degree. And I was asking myself how I was going to pay for that, or how I was going to even manage to go to university. And I couldn't find a way out, because there was no way I was going to go to university. So I couldn't even get my results from high school, because I had a fee balance there a very huge fee balance. So what I did is that I said, I don't think I'm going to go anywhere past this. I decided to stay home. And I was going to the projects to volunteer most of the time and help other children to write letters and all that. But at some point in my life, I saw that there was no way I was going forward. I was going to just, I'd finished high school and I had no other hope. And I just sat at home and did and said I was just going to sit and do nothing because there was no way that I was going to go to university at all. So during that time, when I was home, I saw the social workers came and looked for me at some point and said that we have come and we have brought you the money that you can go and pay your fee balance and get your results and come and then apply for the leadership development program, which had just started through Compassion Program. And for me to be able to be given that chance, I saw that indeed, God had a plan for me. It was not just that I was going to finish high school and stay at home and do nothing and don't have a way forward. But through Compassion, He opened a way for me to be able to even achieve much more than I could have even imagined in my life.
So, Cecilia, talk about that achievement, if you could, and take us inside where you are right now as a result of being able to go to university and having the education that you did.
So first of all, I got the Compassion Leadership Development Program. So I was able to do my bachelor's degree at the University of Nairobi. I did a degree in a Bachelor of Science in Physics. And from that, I was able to get a scholarship to go to Italy and study for 2 years there. I did two postgraduate diplomas there, a year each. And from there, I applied for a PhD position at the University of Memphis, which I got a scholarship to come in 2011. And from that, I got my PhD in Earth Sciences in December of 2015. So I would say that if it was not for that opportunity to go to the university back in Kenya, then I would not have had all those opportunities that I had. I thank God because He opened all those doors for me, because somebody was able to give me that chance to go to school and that chance to be able to be somebody. And I'm grateful for all that God has given me in my life. And it would not have been possible if I didn't have that sponsorship that I had through Compassion.
I mean, that's just fantastic. Congratulations on that. It's such a joy to hear you describe the journey that you've been on. It is so full of hope. Speaking of that hope, you talked about how important the letters were to you that your Compassion sponsors would write to you, and that the communication, you said, was actually more important to you in some ways than the financial support that was provided. Were there any specific words that you even remember across the words that your sponsor spoke to you that really inspired you to be better and to work harder, perhaps in a time where you were maybe not wanting to do that?
Oh, yes. So one of the things that my sponsors used to do, what she used to do most of the time is that she would write to me and just tell me what was going on in their family. She would share with me every day what was going on, what her children were doing, what her grandchildren were doing. And I remember most of the words she used to tell me is that she believed in me, or they believed in me, and that they were praying for me. You know, my sponsors kept all the records, all the photos, and all my school records that they received. And in her letters, she would tell me that she could see how much I was improving, even in my handwriting and everything. So she kept my progress. She was so concerned about everything that I was doing, and that encouraged me. And I purposed that I was going to work hard, not for myself, but at least not to let them down, because it's not every day that you get somebody that you don't know, who lives thousands and thousands of miles away, who cares about you and tells you, I am praying for you and that we love you. You know, growing up in a violent home, you don't have that person telling you, we love you, or we believe in you. My sponsor's letters were the first time that someone was telling me that they loved me, that they cared about me, and they had never met me. So that was really amazing for me, and it helped me through so many things. Whenever I was feeling so low, I would take all those letters and just lay them down and read them over and over again, and that helped me to just get up and go on with my life.
Well, that is the transformational power of a compassion sponsorship. As we talk with Cecilia, a compassion kid who was sponsored as a young person from her home in Kenya by a very special couple from Iowa. And the financial support that she was given allowed her to transform her circumstances, but the emotional and spiritual support was perhaps, she says, even more transformational. If you want to understand the incredible difference you can make in the life of a child through compassion, you can head to myfaithradio.com and just look for compassion right there on the homepage to sponsor a child, or to just learn more about what it is to sponsor a child. Continuing here on our special edition of On the Road with our very special guest, is Cecilia. You know, we began the conversation with you detailing the challenges that you faced growing up in poverty. But I suppose that it might be the case that now that you have come to this place in your life that's joyful and hopeful, and that you have so many opportunities now, you perhaps understand your situation even better now than you did as a child. Have you come to realize the dangers that poverty really subjected you to even more fully now as you look back at your childhood, Cecilia?
I would tell you this even just from personal experience, from family, just mine and even from extended family, because there are many dangers that face children living in poverty. First of all, you don't have a choice. You don't have anything to choose from. And then you have to grow up faster and learn to fend for yourself. If you have parents who are not there, you have to learn how you're going to survive. You have to find food for yourself. You have to be able to survive. And for girls especially, I would say this because it has happened even in my family, because you were looking for a way out. So most of the girls who decide to go and get married, and you find many cases of early marriages, we sometimes that's the only thing they think, that if I get married, I'm going to get someone who's going to take care of me. And you'll not be getting married even as a first wife. You'll be getting married even as maybe a fourth or a fifth wife. And if you have parents who are not taking care of you, they would marry you off early enough so that they can get some dowry. Because when maybe you get married to an old man, they'll come and pay maybe dowry to your family, and they feel that that's a source of income. So there's no point in them taking you to school when they can marry you off. And for boys especially, there's a lot of gangs and groups that they can join, which are just doing a lot of violence and stealing, because you have nothing and you find your neighbor maybe has something that you want. So they decide to go and steal and end up in jail. There's also a lot of abuse. It's just from even from relatives. It's not just physical, but it can also be sexual abuse. There's basically no positivity. There's nothing positive that surrounds a child living in poverty. If you don't have a role model, nobody to look up to, you have no hope. You can't even, you are not going to school, so you don't have a group of children who are encouraging you or you, anybody to play with. And most people end up even killing themselves. So there are so many dangers that face children living in poverty. And I know that if I didn't go through the compassion program, maybe I would have been married off at an early age to maybe some old man somewhere, and I would not be happy now. I don't know. It's just, they get married early, they have children, and then if you can't take care of these children, then these children have to go back to your parents and stay there, and the cycle continues. So it's a never-ending cycle of poverty. So long as nobody's getting the children out of poverty, it will always go round and round, and no much change will be seen in any society.
It's a chance to break the cycle. in the same way that that cycle was broken through Compassion International in the child sponsorship program for Cecilia. We're so grateful that she joined us today and gave us a window into an incredible story of transformation and how she was blessed and lifted out of poverty with the help of Compassion International and that very special couple in Iowa who wrote to her, who provided financially for her, and who really walked alongside her in her journey of education and empowerment. Just a remarkable story. The fact of the matter is, you can be that story for a child in poverty today. Your tax-deductible contribution of just $38 a month can connect a child living in poverty with a loving, church-based child sponsorship program through Compassion International. At MyFaithRadio.com today, you can begin the process when you look for Compassion. It's been an honor to have you here on this special edition of On the Road today. My name is Ryan Thomas. God bless, and we'll talk to you again next week.